The rebels pelt stones at Masjid Nabvi and injure Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Even after breaking the staff of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hearts of these rebels were not satisfied. They began to shower stones upon that mosque, the foundation of which had been laid by Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and which had been erected by extremely holy hands. They continued to pelt the companions and the people of Medina, and drove them out of Masjid Nabvi. They struck Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu with so many stones that he fell off the pulpit in a state of unconsciousness, and a few men carried him home. This was the example of the love that these rebels held for Islam and for the bearers of the Islamic Sharia. These were the high morals which they desired to establish in the Muslim world by removing Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu from Khilafat. After this incident, who can say that the party which stood up in opposition to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu had any connection with the companions, or that, in reality, they had been compelled to cause a revolt due to certain measures taken by Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, or that their indignation for Islam was the cause of their rage and fury? Their crimes are sufficient to prove that neither did they have any connection with Islam, nor did they hold any love for religion, nor any affection for the companions. They were bent upon ruining the peace and security of the country in order to fulfill their hidden motives, and were trying to penetrate the fortress of Islam.